Welcome to Midland Classical Academy's Good Night Dad podcast. Our promise is to partner with parents to develop Christ-like leaders. Now here are your hosts, General Eccles and Brandon Schumann.
Welcome back to the Good Night Dad podcast. Man, Brandon, it's episode 27. That's hard to believe.
It is.
I am really excited about today's podcast. Way back when, whenever Lee and I and the boys started MCA, we were all grammar school. I believe Cannon was third or fourth grade, our oldest one. And even at that point, what really probably most excited me about everything I heard about MCA was two things. And one being RT groups, which we've done a podcast on that. And the other was the concept of the senior thesis, and particularly the oral presentation of that, and what we called senior orals at one point. I was just super excited about that. Today, that's what we're going to be talking about. Before we get into it, though, just another quick reminder to go to mcanights.org and find a quick survey for the Good Night Dad podcast, if you would, and give us some feedback. It'd really help us continue on for the rest of the year, finding good subjects, really coming up with ideas and topics that are of value to our listeners. Brandon, where are we going today?
Well, so that's mcanights.org/podcast is where you can find that.
I'm sorry. That's right.
So, yeah, as you said, we're going to talk today about the senior thesis or the senior oral. To help share that, we invited Andy Zingraf, who's a longtime friend of mine. I've known him for 20 years now, since 1998. Many of you guys know Andy. He's a great tutor. He was the men's athletic director. Now he's the dean of students, and he's an all-around great guy. So, Andy, we're going to talk today about the senior thesis and how it works at MCA. So why don't you begin by just telling us what it is?
Thanks, guys. The senior thesis is a two-part capstone to the MCA students' time. And so at the end of 6 years, they are given a task of creating a senior thesis in the form of a paper, and then orally communicating that to a live audience full of family, friends, people from the community, underclassmen, classmates, for a period of 10, 15 minutes. And after the oral communication, they sit down at a panel of three tutors to challenge and question ideas present within the senior thesis in an attempt for the student to provide further clarification and further inspiration for the audience in their ideas. In understanding a senior thesis as a capstone, one of the ways to put it in its proper place is to understand that through 6 years of a student's time at MCA, they spend time in a classroom actively discussing and conversing the great ideas of these authors and these old men who have questioned who is God and who am I to participate in this creation. Through that discussion, tutors ask questions, challenge, encourage, point to truth. So students sit and are in this conversation. Throughout the underclass years, they sit in the audience as seniors present their thesis to an audience. But their senior year, the slight alteration for the senior is that instead of sitting and being questioned or actively participating in answering the questions and trails that the tutor provides, the senior researches and meditates and contemplates a point of discussion in which they become the tutor and stand up and lead an audience in the same activity they have participated in for 6 years. They get to cultivate the minds of an audience through their discussion of the thesis topic of their choosing. This providing the major step from being merely a participant in the conversation to being the leader and the guide of the conversation that is partnering with all the great ideas that they've been a part of for 6 years. That is, I guess, the best picture of the senior thesis, if I were to explain it. Sorry.
So that two-part capstone is they write their paper and present, and that paper centered around an idea. So that paper isn't, hey, here's some story that I'm going to tell. I mean, here's an idea that I, or a thought that I believe, and I'm going to defend this belief. And it's pursuing a question, trying to really just engage some, hey, here's this great thought or this idea that I'm going to take the time to think through how this works and then how this may affect my life. And then the second part of that is the presentation part where they share that idea with an audience and present it to them in as captivating a way as they can. That's a very public thing. And by the way, I forgot to mention this, that that these presentations begin next week. So they begin Monday, March 5th. And you're invited to come, invite other people to come. If you're thinking about maybe coming to MCA and you want to see what does this look like, come to a senior thesis. They're between March 5th and April 24th, typically Mondays through Thursdays, 3:45 to 4:45 at the Upper School Resource Center. So that's an announcement and a half.
On top of that, I'd really encourage dads and parents, even at the grammar school, even if you're 6 to 8 years away from this actually being what your student's going to be doing, take the time, I would say, on a yearly basis to at least go sit in on one or two. And it's just amazing. As a parent, it'll inspire you. It'll encourage you just to see not just the content, but just the overall quality of the students and just to get a feel so that you as a dad can better cast a vision for what's coming.
The purpose of these senior theses is, A, it gives a chance for the senior to really showcase what it is that they've learned as a capstone to their MCA career. But it also just demonstrates to other people, here's what it is that students are capable of. And it shows that, hey, I can take a thought, think it through to a lot of different levels, and then be able to present it and then defend it publicly and be able to think on my feet. And so a lot of the elements of what classical education is towards is producing these kinds of thinkers. And that's what senior theses really highlight and demonstrate.
The senior thinker is not just someone who can say smart words, but it's someone who understands the relationship of the truth they're speaking on, the place and the mindset of an audience, and tries to draw harmony between this complex idea and how the audience can utilize that to impact their own lives or challenge the audience to think about this more so, to just say, there is truth here. I should be thinking and pondering on it. That utilization throughout most of their life, the rhetoric and the persuasion that students are using is in the written format. They're constantly turning in papers that do it, but this is giving them the chance to build upon rhetoric experience of speaking to the audience and understanding there's power in their words and their understanding of people that they've gained through the years to orally be able to add impact, add the effects of their character to the speech, to impact people through multiple ways instead of just, here's a bunch of words and I can speak.
If you come to a senior thesis, you will be impacted.
Yes.
Because it's not just you see a senior who knows some things. And it's not even that you see a senior who can think through some things. But what you'll see is you'll see a senior who has some deep knowledge of something, and they're using their thoughts to serve other people and help us live better lives.
Practically, what's the process of that? That student knows it's coming, has an idea. Who and how do they work that out and really sharpen that down to the big day? I mean, what's the process?
The process for the overprepared student starts in seventh grade when they see their first oral and they say, ooh, I know what I'm going to say. It's true for most students. Our ideas are refining ideas. As we are introduced to more truth from Scripture, truth that we are discovering in the classes, the student is refining ideas maybe from seventh grade, and it's still close to the original idea. And sometimes it's a aha moment as a senior, and they realize this is how all these pieces are fitting together, and this is a really exciting thing to talk about. And sometimes it's the student choosing the most meaningful aspect of their time at MCA to say, at the heart of my time at MCA, this is a reoccurring theme, and I want to investigate and contemplate this theme. Upon choosing their topic during the fall semester, the process is, now, how do I refine this idea more so I can communicate not only clearly, but in a way to impact my audience and draw them into harmony with this idea instead of just spout off a whole bunch of knowledge that I know. So they will research. Their goal is to find as many sources they can to help refine this idea. There's a couple requirements in that they speak with an expert on the topic. There's students that will speak to authors of books, professors in colleges, experts in the field through their own invention of, hey, this person can really add value to my thoughts. They are required to read multiple books upon the subject and include those so that this thesis is not, as Brandon said, hey, here's an opinion I have, but here is a question that I am trying to discern. What is good and how is this advantageous? Or what is true about this topic and how can we apply this to life? The first semester is usually spent refining the idea, discovering the truth surrounding the idea. And then the second semester is spent organizing, adding style to have the greatest impact, taking the message to heart. Through all this research, the students are actually memorizing great quantities of work and then deciphering, of all these words, what is most impactful for me to share to an audience? So they start that organization, stylization of their thesis paper and of the oral thesis to say, this is how I want to share this idea to the academic panel that will question me on this, and then to an audience. One of the greatest tools is, along the way, the senior has a tutor assigned to them as their senior project that helps them in this process, that questions, hey, are we talking about opinion or truth? Is this really the most beneficial way? How are you doing this? And then a second equally valuable tool is the parents at home helping to refine, as we are partnered with these families to help the seniors through this project and through this activity of discussing a topic, questioning, hey, have you thought about this? Or that sounds really good if you went to MCA, but your grandparents are coming to this thing and they haven't read that book. How are you going to explain it to them? And yeah. So there's a couple tools to help them along the way.
That senior project leader, that tutor that's assigned for each senior, is really key towards helping the senior develop their idea. So we're not asking these seniors, hey, just come with an idea, be brilliant, and impress us all and make us better people through your hour. And they don't just walk out of the back room and then just improv the whole thing. There's a lot of thought. There's a lot of work that goes into that. And those tutors that help and guide, they coach them. That's really what they are, is a senior thesis coach. And they meet every week and often talk about the ideas that are going on. As a tutor, when I've had seniors in that I've been coaching in this process, that what I've tried to do is help them find, what are the ideas that you care about? I'm not trying to shape and say, give my own senior thesis or senior oral vicariously through them. It's, what are the things that you care about? And then identify those things and then just push them to help shape and refine their ideas and then hold them accountable to the work that needs to be done each step of the way. And as you said, in the fall, it's typically, what is your idea? What is your thesis? What is the core thought that you want to defend? And then, okay, what are some things you're going to do to demonstrate that thought, and how are you going to defend it? And among the kind of the key checkpoints that we've got is, there's a book, as you mentioned, that they read that's centered on the topic or something of that pertains to their thesis. They interview an expert in a field that pertains to their thesis, just to help absorb ideas. And then in addition to that, we have some requirements to where they draw upon something that they've learned at MCA. Could be in the class, could be through RT groups or on the basketball team or art and academic trips, but just something that is drawing from their MCA experience to showcase their ideas. And all of that is kind of taking place during the fall semester. And then in the spring, they've got rough draft deadlines where it's, okay, they've written their paper, here's their thoughts, and obviously it's going to be rough, so there's some, okay, what's missing, what needs to be changed, included, and then they've got their final draft, which is a few weeks before their oral, is when their presentation date is due. After they've got their final draft that's there, then it begins, as you said, Andy, just how am I going to present these ideas and these core beliefs to the audience in a persuasive way? And it could be memorizing their speech, or it could be less attached to what that paper is. And that's something that has kind of changed from years past to this year's. The paper isn't necessarily the holy script that you must say in the oral, but how can you use your own personality, gifts, strengths to demonstrate these core ideas to the audience in a persuasive manner? Then you get the day itself, and they present their speech, their thought, their ideas, that they give their presentation, deliver it. That's 10, 15 minutes. And then they sit down at a table. That's really where a lot of the show can kind of begin to a new phase of question, answer, and prodding from three tutors on a panel, asking them to defend their thought publicly. So some students are terrified about the speech, and others are about the panel, and some both, and some are comfortable with both.
Yeah, but the whole thing just sounds like a wonderfully rigorous process that guarantees a pretty incredible result. I started the podcast talking about how we looked forward to it before we knew anything about it, and I felt like I had a great appreciation or anticipation for it, just because in my mind it's just a college-level paper with the professional level delivery, which both of those things are beyond anything that was ever required of me in school. So it was like, man, this is such a high, awesome standard and an amazing thing. As y'all are talking and developing this, the amount that's required from everybody involved, not just the student, but the tutor, and particularly the parents. Andy, what would you recommend to parents as far as helping in the preparation during that year, maybe start before that year? What would you recommend?
I think the number one thing that I see is understanding that this is a great opportunity.
Yeah.
And if your student is a senior at MCA, they're fully prepared to take on this opportunity. And they are not Jerry Seinfeld, the number one fear in America is speaking. The number two fear in America is death.
Yeah.
And I tell all rhetoric students that all the time. It's like, people are more afraid of public speaking in America than death. There's something wrong with this. And you are fully equipped as a senior at MCA to do this. The greatest senior thesis is going to occur when you quit thinking of it as a senior thesis assignment, and when you quit thinking of it as something to fear, but you look at the opportunity available.
Man, that's good.
And the parent constantly encouraging the senior that there's a reason you went through 6 years of classes. You are prepared for this moment. And it's now time to stand up from being in the audience and be the speaker, be the teacher, be the tutor on this topic that you've spent time thinking about. You've prepared for this moment. And so the mindset of public speaking is on the forefront of what I would encourage as a parent, encouraging your student of their capabilities in this moment and of the idea that the audience is all cheering for you to succeed. They're not sitting in judgment. If that's our mindset, what switches is the audience doesn't just sit in the audience to, hey, go student, you're do awesome. They sit in the audience as a sponge, soaking up and engaging with this idea that you are speaking and showing the intricacies of how it interacts with their life as well. In hindsight, most students finish their senior thesis, and the responses they're getting are not judgment or, well, if you had said this word better or you stuttered on this part, is understanding you're an imperfect person, and they're going to give you credit for being a person and not a robot. The genuine nature in which you do this, people at the end will say, wow, instead of judgment or throwing stones at you because you did poorly.
Yeah.
They see it in hindsight, but parents can help to reinforce that idea, instilling confidence as the student is going into the oral. And then they can sit back and appreciate the response they get afterwards is what their parents have told them ahead of time.
Yeah.
And what they prepared for. And typically it allows you to graciously receive the compliments that you receive after your senior thesis instead of wondering like, why are they saying awesome, awesome? You can do it graciously.
And I'd say one really easy, practical way to help your students prepare for this ahead of time, like even as you mentioned, general, even in the grammar years, if you want, is just to attend an oral. Attend several of them, because then you can begin to see this is what this looks like, and then that helps the students begin to envision, all right, in 3 years or 2 years or next year, this is what I'm going to be doing. What about this presentation do I like? What about it that works? What are some things that I would change? And it can help the student just be able to get a better vision and feel for what that is. And then you as a parent, when you get to go to those things, it gives you a better vision and feel for what's expected of your son or daughter, and then can help encourage them with where they are to where you want them to be when it's their turn.
we talked about it with the MH projects before they even start them, that whenever you're introduced to an idea or a concept or see something or noteworthy, that might be a cool MH. As a dad, I would just encourage y'all, even if they're a long ways from doing their senior thesis, just to bare minimum approach that the same way, that when something really strikes them, that's what they've been talking about for three or four nights at the dinner table, or that's what keeps coming up in their life, or something that's really been impactful to them, that's a good time just to maybe encourage that thought or that direction as far as a thesis statement for 4 or 5 years down the road.
And I'd say two other things that you could do as well is ask questions. What is your idea for a senior thesis? Do you have a topic or an idea, especially as you're moving out of your junior year into your senior year? Do you have any thoughts on what your senior thesis might be? And it's okay if you don't, coming into your senior year, if you don't know what you want to do. So that's not necessarily a cause for panic of like, oh no. But asking them those questions, asking, hey, what books are you thinking of reading on your topic?
That's good.
Who do you have in mind to interview? Or, oh, I know somebody that might fit that. Engaging with your students on that level, asking them to share their thoughts, their ideas. And then once their paper's written, inviting them to share that with you. And teenagers are funny people, as all people are. And some of them may want to include mom and dad more than others. And that's for you and your son or daughter to figure out how y'all want to do that. But it's always worth the ask, even if the answer is no and you decide not to do it. It's always worth the invite. Even if nothing else, it reminds your son or daughter that you're on their side, even if they may respond in a less than kind way.
And just that you're excited to learn what they've got to share. And Andy, as you were talking, I never had thought about it before, but especially once you get to the upper school level, there's references made back in conversation and discussions to certain students' senior oral, the same way that as adults we reference a podcast or a speaker or a preacher or somebody who is impactful. And it's a lot more than just a presentation of ideas.
Entering into the great conversation, instead of it being Aristotle and Plato, it becomes this senior and this senior. Remember when they said, it is a reference.
Yeah.
So Andy, thanks for sharing about the senior thesis, the senior oral, and helping parents get maybe a little bit of a better picture of what it is. And so I really encourage you, even if you're years away, attend a senior thesis this year. Again, they start March 5th and go through April 24th, Mondays, Tuesdays, Wednesdays, Thursdays, 3:45 to 4:45 in the Resource Center. And then also Stealing General's announcement. If you wouldn't mind taking time, if you haven't already, to just go to mcanights.org/podcast and fill out the survey, helping us have a better understanding of what it is that we can do to help serve you through the Good Night Dad podcast. So thank you very much for listening, and we'll see you next week.
Thank you for listening to this edition of the Goodnight Dad podcast, brought to you by Midland Classical Academy. Engaging minds, pursuing Christ, discovering greatness.